never find for you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, like you. He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it, and it felt real good, motherfucker, like you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, like you. Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, like you. Walk Machine Ranch Road, Carlito Cross.
Sorry, that's applause of a man getting his nuts caught at the Olympics. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me at all. Oh, here. That's an applause for me. Oh, no. That's the applause of a man beating a woman in the boxing ring. Oh, the Olympics is wild, bro. Olympus is crazy today. Oh.
98.6.
Oh, yeah. We're here for the show. I just got here. I'm late. I was late getting home, but fuck you. I was doing shit. I was having fun. I made a seafood boil at home. If you go to Walmart, man, they got that shit in the freezer section with all the seafood. They got, like, I don't know, I can't have the corn or the potatoes there in it, but they got some that come with snow crab, some that come with shrimp, and all kinds of stuff. And you get some hard-boiled eggs, you put that stuff in there with it. Baby. Turn you southern. Then they cancel you and they take you off of the box because you're not the right hue. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
What happened to you?
I just said it. God, you're more ignorant than Savannah.
What happened to you? Yeah, I'll text it.
I ate seafood boil and watched Fist Fight. How do you like that, Kat? Don't text. Don't text
what
it to
happened?
Me. When she keeps texting me, I'm going to run out of minutes. Thanks, Obama. But, yeah, Kat, no, I actually did watch Fist Fight while eating the seafood boil. I sent Kat a picture. I sent a picture. The bags at the seafood boil at Walmart are only like $12, $13, and they're not bad. They got a good portion of shit in there. You get a couple of them, man, you got a nice fucking meal going. I bought a bag of mussels separately and threw them in there. Fuck yeah. That was so good. Drive machine is active. No, yeah. I could have been like, you know, fuck y'all. I didn't do a show last week. I'm just going to retire. I'm going to be hyphonics in this bitch. I'm going to just retire. Just done. I'm just done with it. Like, I'm going to hang the microphone up. Actually, it's already hung up. It's up here. So, last week we didn't do a show. Dawn of the Dead, 1978 cast. So... Yeah, Ken Forey it was the black guy in the original Dawn of the Dead, which is an excellent film. Very, very good. I found his cell phone number last week. Even though we weren't on the air, I was like, well, I already checked these numbers. Well, I didn't check them. I already farmed the numbers, and I think I got... And it was him. And I didn't burn the number because I pretended that I was with the hotel he was at. I knew what hotel he was in. So I was just looking to see where he's at right now. And maybe we can call and talk with him and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dwight. I'm calling from the Marriott Long Beach downtown.
Yeah.
I was trying to reach a Ken about an item that he left when he was staying with us last weekend.
What did he rent?
Well, he actually forgot a couple of items in here. We found a plastic bag with a couple of items, and we just wanted to make sure that they were okay to dispose of. If not, we would try to get them back to him.
Can I call you right back in 5 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's suspicious. But he's going to get the Cyrex bot. We might want to change that bot to "Why are you concerned?" I don't know. I don't know if we want Cyrex yelling at him. That might be fucked up. I don't know.
Boinky, look at the hog on that diver.
Big old submarine dick. That's not a cock. This is a cock.
Hi, this is Shannon. Please don't leave a message. I'm usually out of the country, and I very rarely check my messages. If you want to get a hold of me, please text or WhatsApp or...
See, that's ridiculous. We've seen her tits in several movies, and she treats us like this. She's just like, hey, you know what? Don't leave a message. You should probably text or WhatsApp me. I've seen your breasts. I think we have some type of connection here. Like, you shouldn't just be fucking ghosting me like this. And at what point does she just pick up the phone? You know, maybe she's curious about who's calling her.
America's Best Value Inn.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm having some problems here. I'm in the bad sector of the hotel.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get some clarification.
All right.
What is your readiness level?
My readiness level for what?
Yes. What is the level of your readiness?
What room are you in?
I'm in 215.
Okay. That's impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because 215 is in maintenance.
It's in how can I be in maintenance?
The 215 is not rentable right now, so you can't be in 215.
I'm in 215. What is your DEFCON readiness right now?
Okay, you are calling the wrong hotel. You are not in room 215.
I'm in 215. Don't be a motherfucker. What is your DEFCON readiness?
Calling Quality and Suites West. This is Sean speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Sean.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hello. We've been activated. What is your readiness level?
I'm sorry?
What is your DEFCON readiness level? I'm ready to enter it into 215's computer.
I'm calling Quality and Suites West. This is Sean speaking. How may I help you?
This is Dwight in 215. What is your DEFCON readiness level, motherfucker?
Huh?
What is your DEFCON readiness level?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you don't know what you're ready... Who trained you? Was it Martin? Did Martin train you?
I have no idea who you're talking about, man. You got the wrong number.
No. Who's the night auditor that trained you? Report. Damn.
Report.
Again, one more time while we play the Hillock song. Do the max with his Jordy Buddy sax. The silly cool cat loves to wear his hat. Sometimes a bit. What is your readiness level?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
What is your DEFCON readiness level? You know damn well every hour we have to enter this in to prevent the catastrophes.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Please don't call
one
back
to,
again.
1 to 5, what is your DEFCON readiness level?
That's the Whopper supercomputer.
We're in DEFCON 1, sir.
How did he move the whole room to maintenance?
Yeah. He's treating it like it's a car. We rolled it into the mechanic. Don't even worry.
That's code for bed bugs, I'm sure.
Today is a very special day. Does anybody want to inform everybody about what today is?
It's Matt Hillock's birthday.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm stalling.
Happy birthday, Mattos.
He's a real motherfucker today. I was looking for the soundbite.
Banana Bunch.
Yeah, I was looking for the soundbite, but I can't find it. Damn. Whores. Fornicators. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it either. Was it this one?
Congratulations. Oh, no, that's not
it. Here it is. There it is. All right. Yeah. Short-lived. Okay. I don't want to strike.
Congratulations on reaching 50 years.
Yeah, he's old 50-year-old motherfucker now. He's going to outlive everybody.
My Boy Scout leader used to call me a fornicator.
Kiwi crotch.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, if you see Hillock, wish him a happy birthday. Be like, hey, you old motherfucker, you. And you yell at him. You got to yell it at him because his hearing aids. He's got the aids.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Oh, that's Hillock's hearing aids. That was Hillock's hearing aids.
America's Best Buddy in Malibu.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. The rates that I paid for my room, what does that include with the room rental?
Okay, are you staying... Are you in one of the rooms right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Which room?
215.
215?
Yeah.
We don't have a 215.
That's what they told me. You can look. The last name is Johnson.
Give me a second.
All right.
What's your first name?
Kevin.
What's the room number outside your door?
Outside of my door? All right.
Yeah.
237.
237?
Yeah.
No, we don't. No one's rented that room.
Nobody's ready for what room?
Are you sure you're in 237?
Yeah. How much of the room is edible is what my question is, because I don't want to eat more than my... how much of the room is edible because I don't want to eat more than my portion?
What's your name?
Kevin Johnson. The third.
Okay. Can you come to the office?
I mean, yeah, but I'm in the middle of dinner. I've got my napkin wrapped around my neck. We're not gonna play games.
America's Best Friend, Melby.
Hi. I ate the phone and it got disconnected. I had to call back on my cell phone. So how much of this is mine, and how much of it's my neighbor's? You pesky little fuck. Hello? Fine. People don't take me seriously. Fucking seriously how serious they take this shit now. Fucking glass on the floor bullshit. See how fucking glad they like this shit. Go around knocking on doors, throwing goblets of turkeys at people.
Hello?
I ate the neighbor. Crisis of
all right,
is averted.
Stop. I'm going to call the cops.
Or what?
Stop calling.
What law degree do you have? Where'd you go? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I could be better. I'm in 115. I do believe you guys put me in the poor section of the hotel. You had me staying amongst the poor. Yeah, I'm a level 2 guest here. I at least need to be on the second floor. You can't have me down here in the belly of the boat with all the pores. Like, I don't need to be down here shoveling coal to make this place work.
Okay. So let me go upstairs, okay?
Yeah, you need to move me upstairs. Put me on put me on whatever floor your mother's on.
So what's the issue?
The issue is you know the poor people, the disgusting ones, the ones that pay very little money, the ones that are poor, the ones that make under $100,000 a year. Ugh, gross. Like, you got me staying next to them in the room next to me, and it's disgusting. I can smell the perfume of welfare coming off of them. I need to be moved to another level.
Okay, let me check. Okay.
Do you have any? How many rooms do you have on the second floor?
Let me check. Let me come there first. Okay.
Come where? Where you come?
115.
Yeah. No. You don't need to come. You don't need to come here because you smell like a marachod.
But we have to check, right?
Yeah. Right. But you sound marachod, benchod. That's you. You sound Bengali.
It's okay, but if we need to change the room, then we have to check first. And
okay, hang on, I'm checking for you. Nope, that's broken. Yep, nope, see, this is already broken. This stuff is broken already. Yeah, see, it's broken. Why? See, it was already broken when I found it. It didn't break right now. It was already broken.
But what broke?
What broke? The TV. The TV got drunk.
The
TV got drunk and fell down.
We fell down?
Yeah, the TV had too much to drink and it fell down.
Let me come and check first.
No, you're not allowed in my room. I ban you from my room. I command you to stay at the front.
Okay.
The TV fell down on me and it hugged me without my consent. I want the TV brought up on charges. I want the TV arrested.
Okay, so can you come to the desk once?
The TV choked itself during consensual sex, and now it's claiming other things happened.
Can you come to front desk once?
No, I can't. I don't have any feet.
Okay.
My feet fell off.
Okay.
Do you have someone that speaks English?
I can understand English, okay? I can speak.
You can understand doesn't mean you can speak.
Oh, but I'm checking for rooms in the system.
What about a chicken?
You said you were in 115, right?
Yeah, but who told you about my chickens? Nobody should have told you about my chickens. My little chicken. Oh, so good little chicken.
You told me that you are in 115, right?
Yeah, but I have a chicken in here. I'm making love to a chicken. Come here, little chicken. Cloaca, show it to me. Come here, little chicken. Come here. Feather. Little chicken. Come here. Oh, cow, don't get angry. You're next. Cow, come. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. You want to come touch? You want to come to petting zoo? $5. Yeah, if I did this one, he'd be on his way already. If I did that one, he'd have been.
We all gonna start shaving? Cat, you're next.
I'm not a pussy. I get out shaving cream and a razor, so you know. I just can't do the fucking electric razor thing because I feel it still leaves stubble. Like, it does not get as close as getting a fucking razor out. I can't do it. I can't do it. And Nashby, and another thing, that one you just showed me, isn't that that man's one? Isn't that for shaving your balls? Why are you shaving your face with it? Hyphonics had a fucking sponsorship with those people. That's for shaving your balls. You're muted. You're just straight up muted. Can't even hear anything. Check your input. Nobody can hear you. Check your inputs. Keanu, you think I'm bullshitting and making, like, cracking jokes? No. I've seen that thing before. It was on a Hims commercial. That it was a Hyphonics one. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right there. The mower. Yeah, that's the mower rate one right there. The one for ball. It's supposed to be gentle on the balls. He's still muted. He's not denying. See, he's trying to show me this to try to like debunk what I'm saying right now, and all he's doing is proving my point. Like, you're the worst lawyer ever. No, Nashby, you are.
You have to see his bits too.
He's got a different blade. How do you know which one is the blade that you shaved your balls with?
Sling blade.
You shaved your balls with. But ball hair still gets in there in the cubby.
Dude, you've seen his balls. He does not shave that.
Dude, I'm telling you, because I have a face razor, and it's only for my face, and I take the head out, because one is for just, like, chopping down the overgrowth, and the other one's for, like, trimming out the goatee, and hair gets in there. So you can't tell me no ball hair gets in there. You're trying to fix it right now. He's either trying to fix it right now, or he's actively shaving his balls. He's kind of hunched over a little bit, like he might have a mirror positioned under so he could get the undercarriage. A lot of movement on the computer.
I'm concerned.
Why are you concerned? Yeah. Byron should be stepping in here. Yeah. Byron should be on the case right now. Or the what happened girl. What happened? Start the jokes. Yeah, I know it's not a joke. We're looking. I don't have people's permission, man, but I'd throw the Skype fucking image up right here and everybody would see. Oh. I mean, I got witnesses. I don't need proof shit to you people. And I do mean you people. Do I come to your house while you're shooting up heroin and spray Narcan in your nostril and ruin your good time? I don't. What?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just sprayed Narcan in my asshole. What do I do now?
What, sir?
You know the nasal spray?
It's a Motel 6, sir.
Yeah, Motel 6. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you send prostitute to my room?
No.
Why not?
It's silent, we cannot, visitor not allow.
I'll have sex quietly. I'll put a pillow over her mouth.
What, sir?
Where's your sister? Do you have a lovely sister right now?
No.
It's Matt Hillock's 50th birthday and he wants to have sex with your sister.
It's a wrong number, sir.
No, it's not. He wants to take your sister out to the dumpster for a good dinner.
Hey, Dwight.
Now, Dwight's not here, man.
So, I actually have two or three different sets of blades for it, and I keep them in airtight containers.
But how do you know? How do you know which ones?
They're written on the containers.
But what?
One is labeled balls, the other one's face, and the other one is...
Better not be asshole.
Ass. Yes, it is, actually.
So you squat over a mirror that you put on the floor and just...
Yeah, pretty much.
Get Nair. I want you to do a Nair sponsorship.
No.
Chemical burn your asshole.
I'm sure they do it on Jackass for you.
No, you can do it and then you look like one of those baboons with the red ass.
Dude, don't knock the Manscaped until you've used it. It's pretty fucking cool.
I'm just going to wait till I get old and my old man balls just fall out. Like all the hairs would be like a tree that's moving into the fall, and then the leaves all just fall off. It's gonna be like that. You know, speaking of other things, I'm not trying to see again. Nashby, have your balls recovered from the showing the other week?
That was a while ago.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It takes time to recover from trauma.
I think it was my asshole I showed. It wasn't my balls.
No, there was a whole basket of fruit.
Oh, you were stretching the balls out, and we could see your gooch.
Yeah, you kept telling us, oh, satin gum. Oh, wait, no, that was mad. Oh, satin gum. Gross.
I don't remember showing my balls to
you. Dude, you were going in for something, and you got all kinds of collateral damage.
Beholds, hair untold. I wanted to say stretch marks just to be insulting, but I didn't see that.
You meant to come in with a precision missile and you fucking dropped a nuke. That's what happened.
Anything's possible. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast today.
Do you remember when you were in Pennsylvania and there was somebody giving a speech and you crawled up on the roof and you were in a prone position? And
no, that was not me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, where were you?
I think I was at work that day.
Yeah, you sure were.
Holiday Express, West Little Rock.
Hey, yeah, I had a question about something in my room.
Okay.
I talked to a person, I think in a room next to my room, next to it. I was asking them, like, how much of their room that they ate, and they tell me not to be stupid, and it was a serious question.
I'm sorry, sir, I can barely understand you.
How much of the room is edible that I can eat, and how much is my neighbor's? Like, percentage-wise, like, ratio-wise. Horatio-wise.
What's the ratio? What's the Horatio?
Yeah, sir, what is the Horatio? I want to find out how much it is to eat the room. I mean, people used to believe when I would say I ate the sheets.
Hello. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express.
Shut up.
You are being transferred to
stupid robot woman.
Hello?
Hello! You hung up on me and now I'm in a room with your mother. You understand me?
Sir, I don't appreciate those comments.
That's okay. I love the comments and I love your mother. I'll make her happy. It's okay, sweetie. I'll put your son in place. Listen,
sir, what room number are you calling from?
Listen, you can be my best man.
Sir, what room number are you calling from?
I'm in 215, if you don't mind. Okay, listen. I'll be a good stepfather to you, but you cannot have sex with me. That is your mother's deal. I understand?
Mr. Garcia in 215?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I'll be coming up there to make a visit.
Well, no, listen. Listen, you can't see me the day before the marriage because it's bad luck.
Sir, you sound drunk.
That is a goddamn lie. Listen. Do you think anybody would marry your mother sober? That's what I'm saying right now. Green cards are a thing that need to be given freely.
Calling Holiday Inn Express in my mail.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to take my room. I gotta go for the night. I want to take my room so nobody else tries to get in it. And I hooked a rope to my door and it won't. I'm trying to pull it with my truck. And it won't come.
Pardon me?
My room. I'm leaving for the night. I had too much to drink, so I'm going to go to the bar and get some more. But I don't want nobody to get in my room, so I'm trying to take it with me. And I hooked a rope to the door, and I'm trying to pull it. I'm trying to pull my room with me.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not? I pay for the room. It's mine.
Yeah, but that would cause damage.
Can you pull the lever and release the room, please?
Sir, I'm really it's time. We're changing shifts at the moment.
Can you okay? Just release the locks on my wall so I can take my room with me.
Okay. You're not able to take your room with you.
Well, what do I do with it then?
Well, it sounds like to me you probably don't need to leave.
I gotta go. My wife knows I'm here, and she'll come. She'll tell me that you need to get a job. You need to quit ejaculating in other women. You know, typical wife stuff. And I just want to hear it tonight. My motorized wheelchair has more torque than...
Okay, sir. All right, well, I can't do anything about the law, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Yes, hi. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm in my room.
All right.
Do you drug test for a stay here? Do you test our urines?
No, what kind of question is that?
Well, I was just checking because I've got the needle loaded and I'm trying to make some decisions.
So you're taking drugs?
Well, I'm injecting marijuana.
And is that medicinal?
Medicinal? No, it's addictive. I have an addictive personality. I shoot it for fun. Really, I could smoke marijuana. Like, I've got healthy lungs, but I choose to inject it in the most unhealthy way possible.
What room are you in?
What room? Bathroom right now. Because I got the spoon, and I'm heating it up. I'm heating it up right now. And then I'm gonna put it right into my veins, right into the carotid. I'm gonna inject the marijuanas.
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom. Don't you hear me, you stupid ignorant? I already told you where I was. You not listen? Maybe you need marijuana in your asshole.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from the bathroom. Turn up your hearing aids, motherfucker. Hello. Here, let me move to the other room. All right, my apologies. I get a little riled up in the bathroom. I have PTSD from the last time I ripped ass. So I'm in the regular room now. I'm in 215. I apologize profusely. The marijuana makes me talk like that sometimes when I go through the marijuana withdrawals.
Okay, but why are you telling me this?
Well, because I want to make sure when I go to check out that you're not going to make me do a urine test.
No, there's nothing like that.
Okay. And you don't have a problem that I have a bunch of drying fans in my room because I got to dry out the marijuana. I'm growing marijuana in my room. And it's just cheaper to rent a room. I've got five or six big, like, 1,000-watt lamps, and I'm drying them out. I'm fertilizing them with the sunlight, and I'm spitting on them to show them who's boss. Just to let them know that I'm going to smoke them later.
You're in room 215?
Yeah, why?
Okay.
Why are you getting all personal? Listen, I didn't drill the holes without a plan, okay? The holes are there.
Okay, is there anything else?
I don't know. Is there anything else with your passive-aggressive behavior?
I mean, I don't know why did you call? You called to ask me something. I said, no, we don't do it.
Yeah, I want to know if you're going to touch my urine when I come to leave. I can bring you a cup right now if that's what you're going to do.
No, you're not going to do that.
Listen, I want to bring down some marijuana pee, and I want you to drink it. I want to prove to you that it's not bad.
No, you can drink it. It's okay.
No, I can't drink my own pee. It'll make me sick. But because it's my pee and you drink it, you'll be fine.
Okay. That's the dumbest thing I heard.
No. It's the dumbest thing I've heard. Oh.
That's just science, man.
I had flashbacks of Kingpin when the homeless dude... Well, they weren't homeless. They were just bums outside. Like, if you drink your own urine, will you get sick? What if it's somebody else's?
I can help you.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
All right,
that's good to hear. I have a slight issue with my room.
Mm-hmm.
It's missing.
I'm sorry?
My room is missing.
What do you mean by that?
I go, you know where the door is, right? So I go to the door where I've been several times already. There's a big hole where my room used to exist. It is gone.
What's your room number?
215.
Hmm. Where are you at right now?
I'm upstairs. I'm where my room used to be. Listen, are you the guy down at the front desk?
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy that looks like you tongue wrestle with your dad's dick. Is that a yes or a no? Oh, I didn't think the hole in the wall was going to go very far, but I haven't been
there for a minute.
Yeah. I have a question. Okay. Yeah. There's someone out here and they're parked in my parking spot and I need them to come move the car.
They parked in your parking spot?
Yeah. I'm out here blowing the horn and they won't come out. I've been like 5 minutes. I've been blowing this fucking horn. They won't come out and like, I don't know who it is. But which one of these motherfuckers?
I don't think you calling the wrong hotel because ain't nobody parked in no parking spot around here.
What? Nah. Which one of these guys has the green Honda Civic? Come on, motherfucker! I don't know who you are. Come mow this motherfucker.
But you calling the wrong? This not the hotel.
This
we
comfort.
Don't got no green Honda Civic. This is the comfort. This is the comfort. This is the comfort.
Ain't no just the comfort or not? Hey, don't talk jive to me, motherfucker. Answer the question.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Who are you talking to?
Don't be talking jive to me,
fuck
motherfucker.
Therefore, I may help you.
Get the fuck out of there. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, comfort in, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the parking lot. There's a man here parked like a fucking asshole. I'm trying to get in. I keep honking at him. He will not get out the fucking way.
Y'all not at my hotel. There's no bay here.
No, like, yeah, we're around here trying to get into the hotel, into the parking lot. This man here is driving like a retard. I can't get around him.
You calling the wrong hotel. There's not anybody parked in the bay here.
No,
I
have it here on the GPS. I can see it. I'm not stupid. I can see. Yes, get the fuck out the way. It's parked here like a stupid idiot. He's halfway sideways. He's like he's trying to park in the way, but you pull into the parking lot.
Well, go out there and tell him, because y'all at the wrong hotel. This is not the right hotel.
Yeah, I'll get out of my car. I will go out there, and I will show him how we do it this German style. I will knock on his window, and when he comes out, I will give him a oop, and I will kick his arse.
Go out there.
Fuck out the car, motherfucker.
Hey, is it that jive motherfucker on the phone again? You tell him, fuck
get
him.
Get the fuck out of the car right now, I swear to God.
No, you fucking get out of my way.
I swear, if you don't get out of this auto, I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
No. Oh, no. You don't have to be so rough with me, please.
Okay.
I put on a rough exterior, but...
Anybody
else? Hello. Hey. Excuse me.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all
coming to the wrong
hotel. Oh, yeah. What y'all doing to me now, please?
I'll fuck you for the spot. I'll fuck you for the parking spot.
Why y'all spreading me this way now?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to America. Oh, yeah.
Grab my legs, no? If you drag me around animalistically.
This is the wheelbarrow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all call the wrong person, boy. This too funny. I ain't gonna do nothing but laugh at y'all.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. I'm coming in.
No,
I'm going in. I'm
running.
Going
no,
in.
I cannot pour for the gas, no?
Daddy!
Was are you doing to my anus?
Well, y'all been calling it out here.
Here you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You, you German piece of... Oh, yeah. Take this hot.
Oh, my schnitzel.
Oh,
line.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Right in your...
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Because my mind. My heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I couldn't get hard.
Hello?
Hello, are you a taxi or a transporter of some sort?
I am driving right now though.
Okay. Go ahead and pull over and I'll give you the commands.
What can I help you with?
I need a ride.
Yeah, where? To where?
Do you know I need to go to the Bellagio? I have one of my employees performing some services, and I need to collect my portion of the money.
From where?
What do you mean from where?
Where would you need to be picked up from?
Oh, from the airport.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not in that area at all right now.
Where you is?
Yeah, I can't help. I'm sorry.
Where you is?
What?
Where you is?
Where I isn't?
Yeah, where your name is?
Yeah, I have people in the car, so I'll talk to you later.
Oh, fuck you, motherfuckers!
Oh, something happened to the phone. I don't know what happened. I don't feel like calling her back.
Though. I hope those people heard every goddamn word.
Hello.
Hi, I need to get a. You do massages?
Yes.
Cool. How long have you been doing massages? I was just wondering.
How long I do massage or how late are we open?
Well, I just need someone, and not necessarily a massage, I just need a strong female to come pull my rickshaw for about 3 hours.
I never understand what you say.
You know what a pedi bike is?
You want a pedicure?
Yeah. I want a foot massage. I want a foot massage with a mouth pedicure. I need someone to come and paint my toes and then cut them off and then put them in a frame and put them on my wall.
Now it's too late for pedicure.
It's too late for that? Ah.
Yeah, you can come tomorrow.
I need to come tonight.
What time?
Right now.
Okay, you come now.
Okay, I just came.
Okay, see you, bye.
Love you. I love when a woman tells me when to come. So arousing.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, I want my toes cut off and put it in a fucking shadow box.
It's a great day, Anthony. Please, how can I help you?
You say poquita?
How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying... Did you say poquita was your name?
How can I help you, sir?
Listen, bitch! I asked you a question!
How can I help you, sir?
What is your name is?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Listen.
A whole new world! I'll fuck you on the carpet!
Fuck you on the carpet!
Yeah! Yeah!
Can I change my number first?
So Jesus.
It'll be like someone else is calling.
Why is it? Oh, it's working out.
It's a great day after increased downtown Little Rock. This is Lakeisha speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I just want to know, when do the people clean the general, I guess the common ways, right, the common hallways and stuff like that? Is it an everyday thing or is it like by week? Like, you know,
yeah,
every
it's
other day?
Everyday thing.
Okay. Because I've been leaving.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
I know I've made several people mad, and I do apologize. I've been spitting in the hallway.
You've been standing in the hallway?
No, spitting. Expelling saliva.
Spitting in the hallway?
Yeah, I'm trying to leave a DNA trace just in case.
I'll fuck you on the carpet! Yeah! Yeah!
F you up. What is wrong with him?
Somebody just threatened to fuck me on a carpet.
What is wrong with him?
He's so crazy. I don't know. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, hi. How do I get up onto the roof?
You don't get on the roof.
I have to retrieve my my test squirrel.
Okay. Let me transfer you to the North Little Rock PD, and they can tell you how to get up there. Okay?
How about you transfer me to your asshole? Because that's what you're being right
He's
now.
He's not.
You don't have a roof? Did Royco come by? Fuck, RBCP. I saw you in the chat earlier. Did you remove this bitch's roof?
Sweet Little Rock, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. How do I need to go get my test squirrel. I threw it up on your roof. I need to go get him. How do I get up there?
There's no way to get there, especially tonight.
If I have a ladder, can I use that to go? I need permission to go up and get my test squirrel.
A whole new world!
No, you
I'll
can't
fuck
go
you
up.
On the carpet! Yeah,
you can't go up on the roof.
That was a guest.
You have to wait till morning.
Did you just hear that? Did you just hear that guest?
Excuse me.
There was a guest. He just walked by. He had a boombox and he was playing the Aladdin theme. And he threatened to fuck. I'm sorry, I didn't want to say fuck. He threatened to f me on the carpet.
Okay, no, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, he just said it, but I have so I got to get my test squirrel back because I put the camera on him and I threw him up onto your roof to look for penetration points.
Okay, so you would have to wait till morning when the engineers are here to get it to retrieve it.
Yeah, but the test squirrel is semi retarded. I don't know if he can survive the night. There's a reason he was chosen for this mission, ma'am. He is expendable.
I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation. Bye-bye.
Do you want to chew on some nuts?
Shining fold inside of you.
I'm going to find points of penetration up on that roof.
I'm not going to continue this call, sir.
She sure as fuck is. If I tell her to, she will.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to figure out how to get the roof access, ma'am.
For what?
I have to get my regarded squirrel off of the roof.
What's a regarded squirrel?
Well, he's my test squirrel that I strapped on a harness and a GoPro to evaluate the roof. I'm with Royco Construction, and he's looking for penetration points. But I was unaware you have no roof access, so the only way I got him up there was to toss him up by his goddamn...
Oh, new world.
I flew him up on my carpet!
I'll fuck you on the carpet! Yeah!
It's a regarded squirrel.
And in Sweetfield Park, how can I help you?
Yeah, I gotta get on the roof.
Hi, you're calling Hampton Inn and Suites.
Yeah, I sent my predator squirrel.
I airdropped him in, and I got to get him back. He's not prepared for this mission yet.
I'm hanging up now. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, don't be an ignorant, okay? Come on. I'm trying to get my squirrel.
Don't be an ignorant.
My predator drone squirrel.
Hello?
Hi. I can't get down.
Hi, how can I help you?
I can't get down from the roof.
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear. Somebody's on the phone, but their phone is breaking up really bad.
Your fucking life is breaking up bad. You should get that checked out.